We'll discuss the bracha on regular matzah and the bracha on egg matzah. So before we go to matzah, let's just start off with something we could all agree on. Let's say water challah. Water challah, water and flour. So all agree, Ashkenaz, Svard, you make a hamotzi lechem in aretz. What about egg challah? So strictly speaking, if you're on the straight sock of Svard, if you put the egg challah, you put eggs in, if you put eggs, apple juice into it, that makes it pasaba bekisnin. So in theory, a Svardi would make a mezonos on egg challah, while Ashkenaz will still make hamotzi. What's in the kudus hamachokas? So the Svardim seem to go with the literal ingredients. If there's apple juice, if there's eggs in it, it's no longer pas, it's pasaba bekisnin. Then assuming you don't eat a tremendous amount, the straight bracha would be a mezonos. And Ashkenaz seem to look at the big picture. It still looks like challah. So what is it's still soft. We eat it like challah, egg challah, and water challah. There's no different except for the taste. And both used for sandwiches and bread. And therefore, we make hamotzi as well in egg challah. What about regular matzah? So regular matzah, it's just water and flour, but it's very brittle. It's not soft like it's not soft like challah, it's more like cracker. So for a regular challah, so therefore we assume the matzah is a substitute for bread, and even though it's brittle, it's still water and challah, and therefore we go with hamotzi. Svardim general, even on regular matzah all year round, they make a mezonos even on regular matzah. Except on Pesach, because that's considered the meal, that's the only food they can eat. On Pesach, on egg matzah, they can eat egg matzah. I guess even Erev Pesach, when this year, when Svardim might be eating egg matzah, Erev Pesach on Shabbos, so therefore, generally speaking, it is considered bread on matzah. The Torah defines what passes. But all year round, it's brittle like crackers. You make a mazonos. So we have a machlokes on regular matzah. We make hamotzi. We, Bnei Ashkenaz, make hamotzi all year round. And Svardim make mazonos on regular matzah. Avadji Yosef has a tshuva on it that's for Svardim to make mazonos. But he himself said, he makes hamotzi. And I think that might be the opinion of Rebbe Abadi as well. So what about egg matzah? So egg matzah, even Ashkenaz are in agreement. Because, in other words, we view egg matzah like crackers. Because just like we make a borim in Arizona, it says on crackers. Because they're in the category of pasaba bekisnin, which generally means that you eat this food as a snack, not as like a meal. And since crackers are eaten as a snack and not as a regular food, the bracha is mezonos. So even though matzah is thin and crisp like a cracker, so the bracha on matzah is hamotzi, since it's baked with the intention to be used, it just has water and flour. It's baked with the intention to be used as a replacement for bread. However, egg matzah apparently is not intended to be a bread substitute. Therefore, egg matzah is the same status as crackers, and the bracha is a mezonos. And there's a discussion in the Har Tzvi. So it seems to be water challah all agree, hamotzi, egg challah, perhaps since they go by the ingredients, it's only a mezonos. So certainly, even though we make hamotzi on egg challah, but egg challah looks like challah and tastes like challah, egg matzah is more like a cracker. Apparently, I don't know if I ever had egg matzah, so I'm not even sure what it tastes like. But apparently, it tastes enough different. That's the hoshayla. In other words, lakula lachumra. Could I have egg matzah on Erev Pesach? Does it have the tam matzah? Even if it's not the tam matzah, does it look and smell like matzah? That's all discussion. But the bottom line is, Ashkenaz make hamotzi on challah. We make hamotzi on regular matzah all year round. And we make a mizonos on egg matzah. The Sfardim make a mizonos on egg matzah all year round, but they even make a mizonos on regular matzah, except on Pesach, since that's the bread, so they make a mozi on regular matzah. I guess regarding egg matzah, I guess if they have enough, so when they eat the egg matzah or Pesach on Shabbos, so maybe then they kovei a suda on it, so then maybe then they'll make the ha mozi.